Ryan.com.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and 537-1350 if you want to call in. And I know you have a luncheon. You have a busy week this week, Ron, after having a long holiday, couple busy long month, weekends.
We do. This is one of those Monday, Tuesday combined after a long break. So, you know, it's, and then we have a luncheon, legislative meet with our legislators tomorrow over the noon hour, and want to advise them of some of our legislative issues and just kind of the things that's going wrong, going on, and hear from them about what they see for the legislative session, and you know, just some of our top five priority items. One of them that's always there is the internet sales tax collections. I think it's we believe that it's a burden to our brick and mortar stores, and well, as internet sales continue to climb, as they do every year, it provides a disadvantage to our brick and mortar stores. So we think it creates an unlevel playing field and basically gives tax abatements to the stores that don't have a physical presence in your state. So if they have a physical presence in your state, they do collect that sales tax for us. So the ones that don't, though, are certainly contributing other means of getting that product to your home, and not necessarily paying for it. So, to me, it's a fairness thing, and certainly you see a lot of folks that, especially with larger ticket items, where you know they'll go down and check out the item at the brick and mortar store, and then just order it on the internet and save money. So, and it's tougher to operate a brick and mortar store, and so it really is a tax fairness issue in our minds, and one that would certainly help the state out if they were starting to collect it. It would make a large flow of revenue, and it's a national issue that is really, I think, about tax fairness.
Right, and it's not a new tax. I mean, there's this opinion that it's a new tax. It's not. It's already there, and we just need to collect it. And so there's different thought processes on this. And I mean, it's not to say I've never shopped online. I've shopped online before as well. But when you do it so consistently and for everything, and you want to have a free enterprise system where everybody's benefiting from businesses, and we value our businesses, our local businesses, and for them to keep hiring or creating jobs, they also need to stay moving forward. And a lot of them offer that personal service, and you can take back things if they need repair. It's not the same things you would get online. So at least make a visit, shop local, and see what you can do. But this isn't just a Kansas issue. It's a national issue. And this is something that we need to try to come to a consensus on and see, make sure it's benefiting each of our states and in our communities, because we're losing the brick and mortar stores to more online across the board.
And really, Ron, this has been an issue for a very long time, I know.
Absolutely.
And do you feel like you're making progress at all?
Some years we do and some years we don't. You know, obviously it's a congressional issue. It's a federal issue as to determine whether or not that'll have the say. You know, there's been some folks that says, well, maybe the feds will just start charging a national sales tax to help with some of their issues. But it really goes clear back to magazine sales before the internet, you know, and collecting that sales tax on magazine orders. So it's been around a long time. It was envisioned that as the internet started, they would need some time to adjust. Well, now they're gradually, look at Amazon, you know, for example, and how many people order over Amazon. And, you know, and I think technically Amazon does have some facilities in the state, so they are collecting it. So it's easy to do. It's, you know, QR codes. It's not a difficult process to, you know, there are varying sales tax rates at different cities, but it's a very easy process to collect it and remit it. And it's just a big fairness issue for our brick and mortar stores. And as the internet sales continue to climb and ultimately someday get market share, then I think you'll see a lot more businesses close or certainly downsize.
I can think of at least a couple that have locally that I think it was attributed to that. Anything, other items that you hope to bring up with the folks?
few other items. Our second item to talk to him about is impact aid and the new school finance formula. Obviously, school finance will be a big issue for the legislature this session, and we think it's an opportunity as they develop that new formula to look at our local area impact aid for federal military installations. Currently, there's only a small percentage of the funds that are the local schools themselves have to apply for the impact aid, and they base that on the number of enrollees that they have from Fort Riley in our case, and obviously Junction. This is a big issue for Junction City as well, and so that impact aid is primarily meant to come to those units, those school districts, primarily because that big federal institution over there doesn't pay any property taxes. So there's no property tax revenue coming from that aspect of it. Even though some of those property taxes would have been collected now by the state, there's also a local percentage that comes to that too. The other is just the variation that happens at a military installation with enrollment. So you may have new units come back or redeployments that come back, and their family comes back. So you may have class sizes just swell right now at the beginning of this semester, depending on what might happen, or drop off. And your budget, you don't have the budget flexibility if you need to add classrooms or additional teachers to handle that bigger load. That's really the intent for that impact aid. Well, that's not happening at most schools across the state. And so we believe it's appropriate for the, not necessarily the impact aid to be part of the funding formula, but the impact aid, or at least more of it, go to the schools that are actually impacted.
And I remember intergovernmental, this came up, and actually the group, kind of a rare, I mean, they don't very often vote or decide on things at that. It's more of a gathering place, I know, but they definitely got behind the resolution, I think, that you came up with, and that went to the governor, I believe,
it did.
In November.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Ron did an excellent job of moving forward with that and bringing it to intergovernmental. And we had K-State, Fort Riley, Riley County commissioners, RCPD, everybody involved in this as far as reading it, understanding it. And we can't disagree that it's the right thing to do. It is absolutely the right thing to do. We just need to see where the state's going to fall on it. And, you know, I work at Ogden Elementary School, and we do have a very transient population as far as military, and it does impact our classroom sizes and instructional goals for each of our students. So this would benefit a lot of our community, especially being so close to Fort Riley. So it'll be interesting to see where the state comes on it, but we have a, you know, wonderful leadership from as far as our legislators, and the more they have knowledge about how this impacts the community, they can speak to it much better.
Speaking of the local legislators, exactly.
Right.
Let's go ahead, Ron.
I could keep going, but why don't we take a break?
Why don't we go ahead and take another break? It is about 9:31, and we have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. We'll come back and talk some more about legislative issues and your luncheon meeting tomorrow and what that's all about. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.